Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU football team, kicker Zach Polkinen. Two field goals and a whole gaggle extra points last Saturday. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. It feels good to have such a big win last weekend.
Did you ever think you'd kick six extra points in about 17 minutes of game time?
No, not at all. I mean, we had some games like that in high school, but never in college did I think.
I've got to ask you, what's the story of those green shoes?
Well, I had a background in soccer, so I grew up playing that and always had the flashiest cleats, and it just transferred over.
When, getting back to the game, when a game is like that, what's it like on the sideline?
On the sideline, it's awesome. Just unreal. Everybody is hooting and hollering, and just a great atmosphere.
A lot of colleges don't want to take up a roster spot on the road for another kicker. They'll have one guy do both the punting and the kicking. If you're limited to 55 guys, well, now, you know, if you've got one punter and one kicker, well, now you're down to 53. But what makes you and Jesse so good at what you guys do?
I think that just splitting up the roles helps a lot, because you can focus individually on, for me, like the kickoff and the field goals, where he can just focus on punting.
How difficult is it to add length on a kickoff? Because I know that's something the coaches wanted you to do, and you've been able to accomplish it.
Basically, I mean, you just got to focus on technique, because when you do that right, I mean, the ball just gets down the field better, basically.
Put yourself in the shoes of Duluth's kicker a couple of weeks ago. Game's on the line. He goes out there and drills a 42-yarder. Now, granted, he won a national championship for him a year ago on a last-second field goal, but what's it like? What's the emotions like? Is it hard to keep the adrenaline in check and just do your job?
I would say it comes down to the individual. Some guys can perform under pressure and some can't, but, yeah, he's definitely a good kicker, and in that high-pressure situation, he executed very well, so that was really good.
Is it something you crave? Is it something you want?
Absolutely. I mean, when it comes down to it, love pressure situations. So hopefully it doesn't come down to that this week, but yeah, I'm ready for it.
48-7 isn't a whole lot of pressure. How much easier does that make a long bus ride home?
A lot easier. It was just good to get down there and get a good win. I know they're coming off a loss, so it's gonna be a good game this week.
I don't know if the fans know this, but when you guys travel, the offense is in one bus and the defense is in another bus. There's no van with the special teams guys, is there?
No, we're stuck to the offense bus, which is, you know, that's fine. All the guys on there, they're good guys, so it's fun.
Good luck this weekend, and again, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.